You're listening to SBS News.
We begin with rugby league, and New South Wales coach Brad Fittler has named five debutants for the first State of Origin. South Sydney's in-form 5'8" Cody Walker will join Nick Kotrick, Jack Whiten, Cameron Murray and Payne Haas in the Blues side. Penrith halfback Nathan Cleary holds on to his position, but halves partner James Maloney has been overlooked. Fittler says Roosters star Luke Keary was gutted after missing out with injury.
I saw him after the game, Luke Keary, at Newcastle. Yeah, he was gutted. He's been looking forward to this for a long time, and that's just one of those things. You know, he's had a couple now, so and we both spoke about it. He just needs to get his health in order, and we'll go from there. The greatest pleasure is when you ring someone, Nick Kotrick, Jack Whiten, Cody Walker. And tell them that they're playing their first State of Origin game. So, that's a pretty special thing to do.
The Queensland team will be announced tomorrow with the first game in Brisbane on Wednesday, June 5. While the added challenge of Olympic qualification is igniting the competitiveness of world champion surfer Stephanie Gilmore, the seven-time world champion reclaimed the world number one ranking on Saturday with victory in the World Surf League event in Bali. On her way to the title, she defeated Australians Nikki Van Dyke and Sally Fitzgibbons, giving her a boost in the race to secure one of two spots for Australian women at the inaugural Olympic surfing event in Tokyo next year. Gilmore secured the trophy with a perfect 10 wave in the dying minutes.
I just wanted a really good score because I feel like I hadn't got an excellent scoring ride the whole event. So I was just like, all right, I really want to do this and just focused on it. And it was hard because Sally is just surfing so good. And I was waiting for her to stand in one of the biggest barrels in the morning. It spat out and I was like, oh, I want to do that too. So I was, I just wanted to make sure I was on the best waves. And that last one, I didn't even really remember it. I just kind of, the instincts took over. And the best feeling, though, was when I came out of that little barrel and everybody cheered. That's the best feeling ever.
In tennis, preparations gather pace for the French Open. Australian Daria Gavrilova will arrive in Paris with some unexpected silverware after winning the Strasbourg International doubles on Saturday with compatriot Ellen Perez. She'll face lifelong friend Alexander Krunic in her opening clash at Roland Garros. While Roger Federer is confident his body will hold up ahead of his return to the French Open. He hasn't played in the tournament since 2015 and was forced to withdraw from the Rome Masters, citing a leg problem.
Again, very happy to be back. Maybe a tiny bit more, because I've missed the last three editions. And when you miss something in life, you're happy to be back there again for me. And this is the case this year, so I'm really happy to be back in Paris.
Cricket now, and former Australian captain Steve Smith showed great composure to register 116 runs in Australia's 12-run win over England in their World Cup warm-up match. It's Smith's first century since returning from his year-long ball tampering ban. The English home fans didn't hold back in heckling the batsman, which Smith dismissed as just white noise.
No, I try to just blank it out, and they call it white noise, I guess. And when I'm out in the middle, I actually don't pay attention to the crowd or hear what they sort of say. So it's about just moving on and playing the game and just enjoying it out in the middle.
Football Federation Australia says Kaya Simon has left the Matildas Women's World Cup training camp in Turkey after suffering a recurrence of a hamstring injury. Simon, who'd been training on standby with the Matildas in Antalya, will return to her club in the United States, Houston Dash, for rehab. Matildas coach Ante Milicic says he's happy with the cohesiveness within his squad 2 weeks out from the World Cup.
But once they've come in here, we've had to work on the first few days having an individualised program for the majority of them, but now everyone's up to speed, they're training together and working really well. So happy with the work that they've done on the field, off the field. So it's been a very, very good first week for us.
While the overall leaderboard at the Giro d'Italia is looking congested after the latest mountain stage in the Italian Alps, Slovenian Jan Polank relinquished the pink jersey after losing more than 7 minutes. The stage was decided when Richard Carapaz raced clear in the penultimate climb of the day. Just 5 minutes separate the top 10 riders. And finally, the Raptors are through to the NBA Finals for the first time in their 24-year history. Toronto was crowned champions of the Eastern Conference after securing a 4-2 series win over the Milwaukee Bucks. They'll face two-time defending champions Golden State in the finals. Game one is in Toronto on Friday morning. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.